Hundreds of people attended the meeting in Pine Top to voice opinions about proposed changes to the Mexican gray wolf's endangered status. Arizona Game and Fish's Jim DeVos saw it as a chance to gather information from the public.
It allows us the opportunity to hear from the people that we represent, and in many cases allow them an opportunity to speak directly to us.
The wolf's primary recovery zone is in Apache Sitgreaves National Forest, which surrounds Pine Top in eastern Arizona's White Mountains. Eva Sargent with the group Defenders of Wildlife was at the meeting.
I was surprised to hear the people who did not support wolves, how much of the argument is not about the wolves themselves, but about private property rights and about this idea of overreach of the government.
Fish and wildlife officials say they favor removing the gray wolf as a species from the endangered list, but keeping the Mexican gray wolf listed as an endangered subspecies. The public can comment on Fish and Wildlife's website until December 17th. A link to the website is at news.azpm.org. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.